Blog Talk Radio.
Friday night with Gail Smith Harris. I am your host, Gail Smith Harris, and here we talk about everything and nothing at all. Educating, informing, and trying to make you laugh all at the same time. Chat room's open, so come and join us in the chat room. And if you want to call in, talk to me or my Friday night friend, or just want to talk, the number to call is 347-205-9366. And remember to press the number 1 on your keypad to let us know your hand is raised. So without further ado, I want to bring on my Friday night friend, Miss Michelle Moore. Hey, Shell, what's going on?
Hello, Gail. Not that much is going on. TGIF.
You have any big plans for this weekend?
You know what? I don't. But whatever comes up that I feel like I'm going to enjoy getting into, I'm going to do it.
Well, all right. I guess we're in the same boat. I don't have any big plans, but I think I'm going to make some things happen. So what's been going on in your neck of the woods? Any crazy things to report out of Pittsburgh, PA?
I'm so happy to say no. I mean, usually so much craziness does go down, but it's been kind of quiet here lately. So, you know, having uneventful times is peaceful times, so that's a good thing.
That's always a good thing. Well, you know, I'm in the ATL, and the Real Housewives of Atlanta has geared back up, and with it, there's been tons of drama. They've got two new cast members. One is Mrs. Cordell Stewart. Actually, she is the daughter of, I think her name is Portia. She's the daughter of Hosea Williams, the granddaughter of Hosea Williams, the civil rights leader. And Miss Kenya Moore. And I heard today that Kenya Moore has some very interesting things to say on Wendy Williams. And I want to look that up and see what she had to say. And while I do that, why don't we get into a song? How about, let's see, fast or slow, Shell? You tell me.
Fast, girlfriend, fast.
Fast.
Yeah, let's pump it up.
Well, you know what, you would say that. Okay, let's get into some Stephen Russell, I'll Never Hurt You. We'll be right back on Friday night with Gail Smith-Harris.
Put you through a lot and he let you down. Never hurt you, never hurt you. You might think that we all the same and play around. Never hurt you.
Oh, it hurts you.
Well, we are back Friday night, Gail Smith-Harris with Michelle Moore. And before we took that song break, we were talking about the Real Housewives of Atlanta and one of the new cast members who appears to be stirring up a lot of trouble. And I have to say it doesn't surprise me any.
Doesn't surprise me either, and she's just doing it for the attention. She knew what she was getting into when she walked into the program, and I think she just does it because she just craves that attention and wants to be seen. So be it negative, positive, it doesn't matter to her, whichever way she can create some drama, because they're talking about her, Miss Kenya Moore, all over the place. Her
and her coin term,
coochie crack.
Goal was to get people to start talking about her again. I mean, it's been almost 20 years since she was Miss USA. 20 years.
Not to be confused with the first Miss America.
Right. And, you know, she didn't even get that huge notoriety from being Miss USA.
I think a lot of it has to do with attitude.
Well, you know, and two, what's funny is one of the things that I first noticed about her was something that actually got Wendy Williams confronted by her, too. I guess Wendy Williams made some comments about her having bad skin and having craves in her
room.
And I will tell you that the first time when I first arrived in LA in 2007 at an event, I saw her on the red carpet, and the first thing that came to my mind was, gee, you know, like the absorbent amount of makeup that was on her face and how it did look like she had, like, craters in her face. But I'll digress on that topic and get to the haters of the whole thing. She denied playing for the cameras, which we know she played for the cameras. And I'll tell you, the one thing, catch a previous episode in which she was supposedly cooking dinner, wink, wink, for her boyfriend and or fiance, and I'm not sure whether he's a fiance, boyfriend, or what. And she actually microwaved a couple microwavable meals and then had the audacity to throw the a couple noodles in a pan just so she could look like she had a dirty pan and cook this guy dinner and, I mean, you know, nuke this dinner and then acted like she slaved over a hot stove as if she was wife material.
And what's so funny about these chicks on these reality shows is that when they're in the moment and they're being filmed and they're creating this drama, don't they, you know, come to realize, hey, dude's going to see this when it airs. What am I going to do, laugh it off? I tried to, you know, throw you off. Let you know I was a Betty Crocker, not. But, you know, what is it with these chicks to think that the truth won't be revealed?
Right, and then the other thing is to keep in mind when you say who's going to be watching this, you've got parents, you've got relatives, and you've got kids. Some of these people have children who are old enough to get wind or, you know, even if they're not old enough to watch it, they may go to school with kids in households where their parents openly talk about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
And more so because they know that, you know, the kids do go to school together. So they feel as though they have some type of connective permission to, you know, to say something to the kid, which is inappropriate, you know, which would be just as inappropriate as letting them watch it. It says here that, you know, Wendy asked her about allegations of infidelity with Phaedra Parks' husband, Apollo, and that, you know, wanted to comment on Phaedra saying that things were fine between the couple, and Kenya says, oh, you believe Phaedra? You know, like, you know, to kind of just add to the drama. And I just, to me, I don't really understand it. If this is a woman who is trying to be out in the, you know, back out in the spotlight, so to speak, and, you know, a quote-unquote celebrity, as she calls herself, to come into a town like Atlanta that is very cliquish and infiltrate into a clique and try to bash the people. I mean, Cynthia Bailey won't let her in her modeling agency anymore, and I don't blame her.
Her behavior was uncalled for. It was unprofessional.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I find her to be unprofessional, crass, and I don't think that she knows her place. And, I mean, you and I know, you know, that she's a scandalous one. You know,
mm-hmm. Well, she's, you know, appearances, you know, are what they are. And I'm sure the viewers recognize, you know, exactly what her game is. We're not stupid, you know. We've seen enough reality shows where, you know, we know that the loudest mouths get the most attention generally.
Yeah,
and
but you know what? She's going to end up. You know who she reminds me of?
Who?
She reminds me of that girl that came onto the Basketball Wives and just kind of played herself all out, the one that Tammy punched in the face when they were over in Italy. That she ran her mouth, and then eventually she just kind of played herself right off the show. You know, and I mean, this is what she's even made allegations about Portia Stewart, who is Cordell Stewart's wife, saying that she's
originally from Pittsburgh, I might add.
She said that Portia is single-handedly destroying the legacy of her late grandfather, civil rights leader. Yeah, her grandfather is a civil rights leader, and why did I just have a brain melt right there? I mean, it just
you probably just thought of it, got the names mixed up.
Hosea Williams? Sorry, Feed the Hungry. I guess I need some gin.
That's okay.
Sorry about that, but yeah, I mean that, you know, that she's destroying his legacy of charity, and I'm thinking like. Okay, first of all, you went to a charity event. You were disrespectful and rude the entire time. You had the audacity in a room full of people to ask if they could turn the air down and complain about it. Then you call somebody and you stand outside and bash this event and call it a whack event when it's supposed to be a charity event.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, like, I don't know what your idea of a charity event is, but you're not there to promote yourself, dingbat.
Right. And like, you know, she had said, look, Kenya, this is for children. Please come back in. And she didn't even respect her enough to finish out the evening. And
well, you know what? She has
meal.
No respect for, she has no respect for anyone. And you know, I mean, I'm not going to go into details, but I mean, you and I both know that she has no respect for anyone. She will infiltrate a relationship if she sees
in a
man.
Yeah.
She'll try to take him, and she doesn't care if you know, there is a baby involved. You
yeah,
know,
she gives women a bad name. She's just a rotten apple,
and that is why she's in her 40-something with no kids and no husband. And then, you know, like I said, knowing her blatantly going after a man who's girlfriend was carrying his child, not even caring about being a homewrecker, you know, and then wondering why she's single. And, you know, to,
karma.
Right, and then to add insult to injury, she had the nerve to say to her boyfriend, like, she didn't know how she felt about the fact that he asked Candy out and Candy turned him down. Like, she doesn't want, he's not good enough for her anymore because Candy, who I guess she feels is beneath her, I don't see how.
She's probably using Candy's products at home since, you know.
Using Candy's at home to Candy's records. So she wishing she had the life that Candy had. But, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. She's a hater. She's just going to play herself. And she's just going to, you know, end up getting disregarded as one of those reality TV show bitches.
But you know what? I don't think that it's going to work to her benefit. I think...
Oh, well, hey, you know what? Look at Evelyn from Basketball Wives.
Well, you know,
look
but...
Look at how things just blew up in her face.
Right, but and I'll say the difference between her and NeNe Leakes, which I think
mm-hmm.
what she's... is step into NeNe Leakes' shoes. But I think NeNe was just real. She just said whatever she felt like, and she still does.
Because she has that strong type A personality, NeNe does.
And
NeNe's the type of, you know, person that you can tell she's real. She may be loud, she may be crass, but she's boss. She's boss
right.
bitch.
And, I mean, you know, she's not going to – NeNe's still on the show, so there's no shoes to fill. She's still wearing them.
I don't
you
think
know.
Kendall Moore could ever fill NeNe's shoes. I mean, NeNe is in a different league.
Yeah, and, you know, some of my Hollywood friends, and I'll say my black Hollywood friends, because there is a difference.
Yeah, there
some of my-
is.
Have commented that she pretty much bitched herself right on out of Hollywood, so she figured she, you know, find her
you
way.
You bomb bridges in, you know, one area too long, too many bridges you burn, you have to move on because nobody wants you.
I'll come back on in the fall with a torch in your hand. And you're going to move into a new situation with a torch in your hand. That makes no sense whatsoever. But you know what? I guess we're going to be done with talking about her.
Yeah, enough of her.
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of, since we're talking about reality shows,
mm-hmm.
talk about the, what was it, the Divas, R&B Divas.
Okay.
During one of those episodes, Kiki Wyatt went into the studio with Avant and recorded a record. And I'm actually trying to find it, if I could find it.
You and I?
Yeah. I thought I put it in here, but I was going to get into, I was going to play that. Let's see if we have it. I tell you, I added all these songs. But, yeah, how did you watch?
Kiki is a mess. I mean, she's a
beautiful. Did you watch that reality show?
Oh, yeah. I check out most of the reality shows. Unless they really, really get on my nerves. Like, you know who gets on my nerves? Every chick in Basketball Wives LA. Ugh.
Oh, that show. I tell you. I mean... I don't get it. I don't see what they're doing. That
right.
old lady who, and I shouldn't call
Jackie.
Her old, because
she's well,
around
she
our
is
age.
Old. No, she's, but she is like an old head. You know, to be Hank Jackie, to be acting like she does.
She's hanging
no
with girls.
Her behavior. She's immature. She should be showing those young girls.
She shouldn't. She should be taking care of her own. Daughters, instead of
yeah,
hanging
oh,
out.
Oh, and don't they have issues? Girl, oh my goodness. oh my my goodness. I would hate to have Jackie as a mama. Because she,
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. She has issues with her own children, but she's hanging out in the with women who are the same age.
Go home and tend to your man and plan your 18th wedding.
Your 18,000th wedding. Mm. You know what?
But,
Yeah,
Kiki's a mess. I mean, yeah, I've seen the R&B divas, and
she's still,
I understand they've been picked up for a second season, so they'll
be
back. Oh,
wow, that's amazing.
They'll be back.
Say congratulations to them.
Yeah, you know, they're pretty decent women. I mean, I like that show. It has a bit more substance than the Basketball Wives reality shows. The Basketball Wives are just so ghetto, and they have nothing else better to do but fight all the time.
You know, I can't understand for the life of me how, you know, women who are married to or dating athletes or people in the limelight like that, why and how they would act the way that they do. Like, don't they understand that they could be potentially harming, you know, the people that...
They don't care. They don't care about nobody but themselves, the majority of them.
Yeah, they really... you know what, I would tend to agree with you. How about... Let's see, how about we play some Ray Rush? I haven't heard this song in a long time. This is called If I Can't Have Your Love, and it's... produced by Dave Jam Hall. So let's play that. We'll be right back.
Baby, you know what? I just can't do this anymore.
What you mean?
I mean, we just keep going in circles, and it's driving me crazy. I have to leave.
But
I can't take
care for you. This is not easy.
No, you don't. You make this so difficult. I mean, all of the time, we're just going through the same thing over and over. No, I can't. I have to go. I can't take this.
What if I told you that you mean the world to me? Would that make you want to stay? What if I promised that you are the woman I would marry someday? How about if I told you that I would never cheat or lie or ever do you wrong? What if I said that you are the inspiration for me writing this song? So
I can't do,
tell me what to do, baby.
What am I gonna do?
Yeah.
are back. I am your host on this Friday night, Gail Smith Harris, along with my Friday night friend, Michelle Moore. And as always, the number to call if you want to say hey, give a shout out, or ask a question is 347-205-9366. And make sure that you press the number 1 on your keypad to let us know that your hand is raised. I want to give a shout out to some folks in the chat room. Arnie Snyder, E-Mac, damn it.
Hey, Arnie. Hey, E-Mac.
Herschel Myers and Miss Val Scene and guests, welcome to the chat room.
Welcome.
Well, you know, last Wednesday was a sad day for me.
Last Wednesday, before Thanksgiving?
Wednesday. It was a sad day for me. That was the day that
your boy
Macho got shot. And for those of you out there in Radio Land who didn't know, last year I managed Hector Camacho Jr. And he's a very close friend, and his family and I, you know, are close, and it was a very sad occasion to see a client and a friend go through this. And like I said before, at the same time, my other client, producer Dave Jam Hall, who did Fantasy and Dream Lover for Mariah Carey and Mary J. Blige, Reminisce, and Love No Limit, his 18-year-old son died in his sleep. So I've had kind of a really rough couple of weeks in terms of not being able to do anything, you know, helpless to help my friends, you know, and my clients. And, eventually with Macho Senior, they eventually determined to take him off of life support. And some things happened that I wanted to publicly say on the air, and I was very irritated. Over the weekend, someone was circulating pictures on Facebook of him and his casket, which I don't know. They're now out all in the media. I actually saw it yesterday on TMZ. But, you know, my thing is, how disrespectful is it?
Very, very disrespectful.
And I've heard people say,
they're going out a lot now with celebrities, you know, sneaking in the cameras. Because let's face it, everybody has a camera on their phone these days. And it's just so easy to get away with that. And it is disrespectful.
And I remember, when Lisa Lopez died, and she was a very good friend of mine, and I was devastated by her passing. And to look on the news and look on the internet when the internet was still kind of young, but for them to be posting pictures of her in her casket, I mean, who does that? That is just so disrespectful.
What I found shocking about her death was the documentary that they did and how they showed her final moment, you know, right before the car crash. That was kind of eerie.
It was very eerie. And it took me, I had to TiVo it, and it took me a long time to.
Oh, I'm sure to get up the,
through it, you know, I mean, a lot of...
That's your girl, you're seeing what she went through, and that's
emotional. And I know a lot of the listeners sometimes, I guess, wonder, I came from out of the blue, but I've been in the music business for 26 years, well, more than 26 years now. But in the 90s, I worked with TLC as a background singer. I actually worked with a lot of different LaFace artists like Toni Braxton. I actually worked with Babyface, sing background for them when they did the rounds on Jay Leno and Arsenio Hall and What was there another? No, it was just Jay Leno and Arsenio Hall back then. But and then, you know, any local shows that they did in L.A. You know, it's hard enough. You know, these people have families. These people have children. These people
right.
have, you know, it's hard enough for these people to be able to grieve. But
mm-hmm.
so blatantly disrespectful and take pictures and put pictures out, you know, of people.
So insensitive. I mean, come on. You know, people will do anything for a quick buck, you know.
Yeah, and then two fights actually broke out at his funeral in Puerto Rico. And, I mean...
Oh, and then I heard the drama of the woman who came up and kissed him on the mouth while he was in the casket during the service. That was kind of creepy.
Well, you know what? And I won't say that because I'm telling you, if I lost somebody I loved, I'd kiss them on the mouth, too.
You think?
You know, mm-hmm. but... And I think what happens a lot of times with people like that, he was a playboy. You know,
mm-hmm.
he had everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you can't be so insensitive in your own grief. You know, because you never know what you find out. I mean, my ex-husband's grandfather had four different families, and they didn't find out about each other until his funeral.
Oh, my God.
To make matters worse, I mean, he had about 60 kids or something like that. He had a lot of kids. But most of the kids were all named the same first name with a different last name.
What?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, so, and it was, and they still to this day don't know truthfully what his real last name was. He was a Pullman porter, you know. But, you know, I said all that. People need to start to show a lot more respect. I don't care. I mean, I get so tired of people saying that celebrities sign up for this, that, and the other. Let me see the list where they sign up. That's what I would. Where do they actually sign up for it? We've been duped by the media into believing that the celebrities sign up or that it's okay to violate. Because I tell you what, somebody on my balcony taking pictures, that's going to be a dead somebody, paparazzi or not. You don't come on my property. But I don't understand this double standard where the paparazzi can stalk you. But if I did it, I'd go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You sent me a very interesting article, and I didn't have a chance to get any more into it in detail, but... there's some very interesting things going on in Cleveland, Ohio. And
right.
You want to speak on that a little bit, Shell?
Oh, goodness. Well, I don't have the young lady's name in front of me, but...
Camilla Terry.
Yeah. Recently, it's been a recent development in the news in the Cleveland area. This young woman, 20 years old... A single mother of three children already, and the one child was five. The one boy that is no longer with us, he passed away 3 years old, and another one 5 months old. The three-year-old turned up missing. She reported him missing, and then her story is changing. They can't get the truth out of this young mother. But it looks like she's the suspect of the child's death. And the child was found stuffed in a suitcase. And somebody at Waste Management found the boy in the suitcase. Just so sad, you know.
What was the little girl's, the little girl's name, I guess, down in Florida who's mother was in jail,
the Casey, the Case, was it the Casey chick? Casey,
yeah, I'm
Anthony.
Here to service announcement out to black folks. You can't get away with that kind of stuff. So don't even.
No, you can't. There's too much CSI, you know. Come on, people. You're going to be found out. You know, you can't get away with doing some scandalous stuff like this. And, you know, bottom line, this young lady, she needs help, psychiatric help, bad, because she was in a foster care system as a young child herself, going from foster home to foster home, abused sexually. I mean, come on, she's 20 and has a 5-year-old. So that tells you right there, you know, her adolescent life wasn't a good one, especially
right.
Being 20 with 3 children. But
right.
The thing that makes her case so unique is she's been crying out for help for years, you know, and she's been putting herself out in the media for, like, attention for years. YouTube, she has, like, a large amount of videos on YouTube circulating, and she writes her own music, and, you know, she talks and sings about, her lyrics are about growing up in pain, being abused, and bottom line, you know, somebody needed to get this young lady some mental health, you know, counseling, and maybe this tragic event would not have happened, you know, with the murder of her child.
I mean, she sounds like a fame whore, and, you know, the thing for me is crazy to me, the lengths that some of these parents go to violate their children in the name of celebrity. There's nothing worse, you know, nothing worse jeopardizing your children's health and well-being for 5 minutes of fame.
Exactly. I mean, remember the crazy white couple who put their kid in a, well, said that their kid went up in the air in a weather balloon, and they had the media tracking down, had the military called in, National Guard, trying to get this weather balloon in, and here they had told the child to hide.
I know, you know what, well, you know what I say to that?
Where's the moon?
Because I'm allergic to bullshit.
There you go. There you go. But let's sort of like touch back. I had a thought, Gail. You know, we're talking about reality TV and reality mothers, and, you know, that one show that I said that I don't watch anymore, The Basketball Wives LA, I did watch the first season, but we're into the second season now, and it just irked me. That new chick, they just bother me. But that Drea, you know, she was a mom that was in the news and had her young child. He was like only, what, like 6, 7 at the time, and he was coming home to an empty house, nothing to eat, or just frozen foods that he had to microwave himself. And she would leave that poor boy alone days at a time until he finally got up enough courage to go and call the police.
Do it, but, you know, you never know. I mean,
well,
you never know what happened.
The police report filed, and the child, you know, called 911. There's, you know, that's a record. I mean, I'm not going to say she's like
an abusive
parent that doesn't love her child, but she made a mistake, and it's out there, you know?
Right. I mean, you know what? When my kids were younger, I think they were 10 and 9. I mean, when I was younger, when I was in third grade, you know, I'd be home. I was what they called a latchkey kid.
But that
nowadays,
was popular back then. It was not against the law back then. You know, and parents had, like, discretion, of course, and, you know, it was safer back then. Now it's not safe.
I remember kids were about 8, 9 years old, and we lived in a secure building with a doorman and a concierge, and I mean, they were pretty much in a vault. And I actually lived right behind Justin's, which is P. Diddy's restaurant in Atlanta. And I used to go up there for a drink just to unwind, and I'd have a drink, and I'd come back home. And, you know, the kids would be in front of the TV with some popcorn or whatever, playing with their toys and whatnot. And, you know, I didn't think anything of it until I had a neighbor who, you know, started wanting to hang out with me, and her son was significantly younger than my kids, but she was leaving him home alone. So what started happening was I had no idea until he started hanging out downstairs with my kids. And then I can't do this because what she's doing is horrible and I'm just as bad. And I said, no, I can't do this anymore. And you know, but I thought that I was cool because, you know, there was a concierge, and the concierge pretty much, when the kids got off the school bus, would they'd go in the little club room, and she'd help them with their homework and all that kind of stuff. So you really didn't think too much of it. You know, it was almost kind of like having a babysitter as part of your rent payment. You know?
Wow.
And you know, just looking back on it, I was a horrible mom for doing that. And, you know,
well, I mean, every circumstance is different, you know. And like you said, you know, there was an adult present, and you sort of knew that your children, you know, had an eye kept on them. Things have changed a lot in the past 10 years. I mean, it's not, and like, you know, the coin term latchkey child, like that was very popular in the 70s. People didn't see the dangers of it all like they do now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and it's interesting. Like I said, I mean, I think that my kids were, you know, mature enough to take care of themselves and do what they needed to do. But a lot of people would beg to differ. You know, I mean, but like I said, when I was in third grade, I had a key to let myself in my home.
Right.
You know, my mother got home from work, so, you know, hey. You know what, Val C. Young, who's in the chat room with us, said that,
hey, Val C.
that tomorrow on Cool Critic, the Cool Critics with Lynn Tolliver, he's going to be talking in more detail about this story out of Cleveland, as he's a Cleveland native. And shout out to Cleveland, Ohio, even though they are our nemesis. And so check out the Cool Critics tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern time right here on the J. King Network. We're going to go to a song break because my battery is going dead on my phone. So
I'm
going to play that Avant. I just found it. Let me find it again. We'll be right back. Friday night, Gail Smith-Harris, Michelle Moore.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, all the lovers around the world, I want to talk about the one I love. I know a lot of times we forget how they take good care of you, but tonight I just want to express the way I feel.
Oh baby, funny how things have changed in my life now. Whether near or far, I wanna be where you are. And you're like a rose that blooms in my garden, innocent and sweet.
We are back. Friday night with Gail Smith Harris. The number to call, 347-205-9366. And make sure you press the number 1 on your keypad if you would like to say something to me or my Friday night friend joining us, Miss Michelle Moore. How do you like that song, Michelle?
That was nice that I want. Yeah, I like that. And Kiki, she sounds great as usual.
That's some grown folks music right there.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know what? It's only 69 cents on iTunes, so... Go get it. 69 cents. I wonder if
they're talking about iTunes. Don't forget, listeners need to get yours too, available on iTunes or Danger.
Oh, yeah, Danger, available on iTunes. Go get it. Give it to somebody for Christmas. Ladies, send it to your man as a warning. Something.
Good idea.
I mean, it is a warning song. I mean, it's pretty much like I'm just trying to tell you, homie. I'm giving you an opportunity, and I'm letting you know what you're doing and what you need to do to make it right. If you don't, then I'm out of here. And you'd be sitting at home licking your wounds. So, our Steelers. Cheese. Or should I say cheese and crackers. What a horrible team this year.
It's just sucky.
You know, and I want to say happy birthday to Reggie McFadden, who is a Pittsburgh native. And I also want to say a happy birthday to my Penn State buddy, Mr. Troy Cromwell, who's out of the D.C. DMV area. I won't hold that against him. He was one of the first people that I met when I got up to Penn State. So happy birthday, Troy. Happy birthday, Reggie. And then, you know what, yesterday was Darren Henson's birthday.
I'm happy belated birthday to him.
Yeah, so I also want to, you know, say happy birthday to him because, you know, that's my boy. That's my boy.
He's so motivating.
And then, too, my partner in crime on the Survival Radio Network, Mr. Clark Garrison, had his birthday, too. So I want to say happy birthday to him as well. I know, I debuted my fiance this week out at his birthday event. So, and then, you know who else's birthday was yesterday?
Who?
My boy, Jahlil Hutchins from Houdini. So, I want to say happy birthday to Jahlil and send him a big tall glass of lemonade. Hey, Ja. Because I know he sometimes listens to the show. So if you're listening tonight, here's a big tall glass of lemonade and Gail. Yeah, I mean, this has been a lot of November birthdays.
Yeah, I'll say, my goodness.
Yeah, and you know, and for Scorpios and Sagittarius, but I don't know which ones are the ones that I need to stay away from, or both.
Well, wait a second. Did you say your fiance's, his birthday is coming up? Did I hear you right?
No, his birthday is October 9th, which you want to hear a funny tidbit of information, Shell.
Yeah,
his birthday is the same day as my ex-husband. They were born on the same day, but in different years.
Oh, stop.
Yeah,
stop,
so they're both Libras. Yeah, I guess so. The two loves of my life
Oh, my goodness.
Or should I say the love of my life and my ex-husband were on the same birthday.
That is crazy because, you know, typically a person born on the same date has a lot of qualities that are alike. Like, for instance, my daughter's birthday is April 26th, my oldest daughter, and one of my best friend's daughter was born on April 26th. And my one, I call her my Jewish daughter, her daughter's birthday is the same, but she's young. The daughter, she's only like 8 years old. But they, all three of them, have the same mannerisms, the same attitude. It's scary. It's like, wow. I mean, three different people, but born on the same date and share the same personality traits.
Well, you know what, there are some similarities, but there are some differences.
I would think that, you know, you were attracted to the person with those kind of character traits, but the time for you and your ex wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? It could have been like maybe he was like what you were looking for, but the way he was at that particular time period, it just didn't mesh well.
And I think it could be that I was meant to be with someone who was born on that day, but not that one.
True. There you go. That's another way to look at it.
That sounds like
destiny.
right. And just to share with, if we have any new listeners, I told the story of my engagement. The man that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, I spent most of my childhood with. You know, he was a very close friend that I grew up with, and we lost touch. And he says he loved me since he was 16 years old, but he was a kid, a boy. Oh. He didn't know how to deal, you know, how to express it. You know, doing what young boys do, young, dumb, and full of you know what. And but he had been looking for me, and he found me, and the rest is
history. I like that.
So, and I want to say to a lot of the women out there, and let me first off give a shout out to Sibel Adele, who's joined us in the chat room. Hey, Bell. She said it was too cold in L.A. Yeah, okay, wait a minute. Do I need to get my sneeze back out again?
Come on. Although the temperature on the East Coast has been, like, really weird. It's been unseasonably warm. It's going to be, like, 60 degrees this weekend in Pittsburgh. And we're in December, y'all.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been...
Now, I don't know what she considers
cold.
Cold
here in the at night. And then hot in the morning. I mean, not hot, but just moderate. It gets up to like the 60s during the day, but then at night it goes down to the 30s. And I'm just like, this is like that prime. That's why I had the flu a couple weeks ago, because, I mean, the weather has just been crazy. And
pneumonia weather.
So, Belle says, 50 is too cold for me, and I am with you on that. I am exactly with you on that, because I moved to Atlanta thinking that, you know, that was going to be what, you know, that 50 would be the coldest, and I put on a jacket and maybe stay in the house on those days. You know, but I do know, I mean, from living in L.A., that there are days, I mean, that it's cold. I mean, I have a few pictures and out on Facebook of me on the beach on New Year's Eve, and I had on a big goose jacket with a hat, and well, I didn't have a hat on in the picture, but I had hat, gloves, and scarf because I was down.
Oh,
I believe
it. I can believe it, yeah, because they say it does get cold at night in California.
Yeah, and especially when you're either if it's you're in the desert, in the middle of the desert, but or if you're by the water. And no, Belle, it is not. It's not hot in Georgia. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what the temperature is right now, because I'm like in the house, turn the heat up, and wishing they would come fix my damn fireplace.
Well, you know what? This global warming has the whole country just screwed up, because
It's 55 degrees, which I guess for all intents and purposes is really not cold for Atlanta, but it will go down to 38. And yeah, and Bella's laughing at me like, I have the greatest fireplace if I could use the freaking thing. It works with a light switch. So you flip the switch on and it turns on.
Well,
however,
how easier can you get?
However, it's not working right now, and I've been waiting for them to fix it. I'm like, I need my fireplace for the holidays. Hello.
Next year, I'll tell maintenance they got to get on that.
Yeah, well, it's a condo, so, you know, I've got to get people. And actually, it's the gas company came in here and gave me these yellow tickets saying that it wasn't safe, and I had to have these people come in and rewire and all this, and I'm like, well, I didn't know any of that before I got here. And, you know,
that's called red tag here in Pittsburgh. Red tag.
But, you know, what it's teaching me a lesson in my next home purchase, because if I – you know what? I need some ginkgo or something. I probably need a glass of wine. But, yeah, folks, I am doing the show sober. What do you know? but not for long. I'm going to go have a glass. I'm going to get a glass of wine during the next song break, and I'll probably be a little better.
Out a birthday lemonade drink. I thought you was going to send out a shot of Patron, but you was talking lemonade. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah,
oh, no, no.
Non-alcoholic trip tonight.
No, you know, that's a nickname. Jalil calls me lemonade, and it's probably because of high yellow. So
high joke, okay.
Yeah, it probably because I'm high yellow and oh so refreshing to be around. So, and wait a minute, they're in the chat room talking about people going to Jay's. I didn't get my invite. Jay King, where are you? I didn't get my invite to go to Jay's tomorrow. Oh, Lord. Yeah, E-Mac, damn it. I want to go to Jay's tomorrow. But I don't know. I guess we had to find out. We had to find out. You know what? Let's do another song break. I want to, you know what? Let's do some old school. I used to sing background for this artist, too.
Who's that?
Let's see if you guys remember this one. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Tracy Spencer with Love Me. How many people remember that song? Love it. We are back.
Oh, yeah, that was nice. I remember Tracy Spencer. She was the tender,
actually,
little girl.
Yeah, and I sang background for her as well. And she,
okay.
Yeah, she also, in that video for that record, she had Sugar Ray Leonard's son was her love interest in that record, in the video.
Okay. You know, I was thinking Stacey Lattisaw, because I don't quite remember that Tracy Spencer song, because by that time I was married. And in the type of marriage where I had a controlling husband, and he was like, oh, sanctified in a church, and we didn't listen to secular music. So there was a good period from 86 to 93 where I'm just clueless as to a lot of the artists and the music. You know,
yeah,
well,
that
I,
was
I,
around 91.
Okay, yep, that makes sense why I would not pick that up, because I was like thinking, this is a young girl. This reminds me of Stacey Lattisaw, but Tracy Spencer, yeah.
Mm-hmm, Tracy Spencer.
What happened to her? Do you know?
She grew up. she came back out with a record, Still in My Heart, I think, maybe about 10 years ago, but it really didn't, you know, do that well. And you know, I think the big thing for her and Shanice was, you know, that they were as young as they were. And when they grew up, it was almost like people didn't have any interest for them. And the crazy thing is, Shanice is one of the most underrated vocal talents, who is also, by the way, from Pittsburgh. Right. And you know what? I just realized we were doing the birthdays. And you know what? I think I'm going to start doing all the upcoming birthdays for the week, because I've got some of my friends have birthdays coming up, and we won't get to say happy birthday to them on the air because we won't be on the air until next Friday.
Yeah,
but tomorrow's a big birthday, and I'm trying to figure out where my invitation is. But Brian Michael Cox, the producer, or B. Cox, is, if you will, he's celebrating his birthday tomorrow, and my friend Timo Weber, his birthday is tomorrow. And E-Mac, your birthday is not today or tomorrow, so you can just shut the front door, okay?
Oh, he wants some love, too.
And on Sunday, my little bro, my brother's best friend, E-Lou, Eric Lewis, celebrates his birthday, so that's on Sunday, along with Miss Charisma McElwain, who is a newscaster in Philadelphia, but she's a good friend of mine, and I want to wish them happy birthday. They both have birthdays on Sunday. And
there's just so many people.
I know. Donice Lorraine Brown turns 19 years old on Monday. That's my cousin.
June Hobson had celebrated a birthday on the 27th. Happy belated birthday to June Hobson.
Absolutely. And Trina Braxton has her birthdays on Monday. She will be 68, according to Facebook. But I know that flipped out. She'll actually be 89. So happy birthday, Tree Tree. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Happy birthday, Tree Tree. And let's see, who else has on Tuesday, December 4th? Tina Davina. Happy birthday, girl. And Shelton Smead.
Happy birthday to you. You should sing to them, Gail. There's so many of them. You have such a
You know, we'll do a birthday song next week.
Okay.
And on December 4th, Charles Heggie, who is my former business partner, and he is actually my tax preparer, he has a birthday on Tuesday, so I want to say happy birthday on the air to him. Our cousin, Sandy Frank, has her 21st birthday again on December 5th.
You go, Sandy.
Happy birthday, Sandy. And also on that same day, my friend, Mr. O'Brien Burnett II, will celebrate his birthday. And I caught him on the broadcast of the Soul Train Awards because, as you remember,
you're
he
talking
actually,
about the singer O'Brien?
Okay. Because actually he did one of the Soul Train songs, and actually he was signed with Don Cornelius, and Don Cornelius was his mentor.
Oh,
so,
hey.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call him and give him a special birthday song. And actually, I've actually asked O'Brien to sing in our at our wedding, so...
Ooh, how special.
Let's see, who else has a birthday? Ah, Go-Go, my friend Keith Goganis, who is another Penn Stater who actually played for the Buffalo Bills for a time. He's now a football coach in Virginia, I think at Hampton University. So I want to say a happy birthday to Keith Go-Go Goganis. Happy birthday, Go-Go. And with that, you know what? Maybe we should play some O'Brien since his birthday's coming up.
I think
that might be a good idea. Let's see, let's play. I think I have Can I Kiss Your Lips? Let's play that. We'll be right back. down in our last half hour, me and Michelle Moore. And that was O'Brien. Yes, O'Brien. Can I Kiss Your Lips? I love that record. I love that record.
Four, I believe.
Oh, you know what? I have a lot more records from him. I need to actually put them out there so people can hear. I mean, he's just a timeless talent. And a lot of people don't know that at one point in time, I believe Karen White used to sing background for him.
Okay.
And he actually did background vocals for her on Secret Rendezvous. So, you know, the music business is such a small business. There's like 2 degrees of separation. Everybody's so intertwined in some way, shape,
yeah,
or form.
It's like that in the film industry, too. Like, a lot of directors work with the same actors. And
yeah, well, you know, a lot of people come up together in the music business, and, you know, that's a big thing. So I wanted to make an announcement because AT&T is taking applications now for the 2013 AT&T UNCF Community Network Scholarship Program. And it's for children, relatives, or friends / mentees of qualifying regular full-time employees who meet the program application criteria. So with me being a business manager for AT&T, if you have a freshman, already enrolled freshman student with at least maintaining a 2.75 cumulative GPA that is a U.S. citizen, like I said, already enrolled in any four-year institution of higher learning with a major in one of these STEMs, science, technology, engineering, or math, you can qualify. Again, if you have a freshman who is already enrolled in any four-year institution of higher learning with a major in one of the following, science, technology, engineering, and math, with at least a 2.75 cumulative GPA, you could be eligible for a $5,000 scholarship from AT&T. Now, if anyone knows anyone or has anyone who is related to me or who is not related to me but is a child of someone that I know who would be willing to come under my wing as a mentor, then I would be willing to put your name in the arena for that $5,000 scholarship.
That's a tremendous opportunity.
Just know that the application period is from December 1st, which is tomorrow, through December 31st. So the application deadline is at the end of the year. So if anyone is interested, send me an email to g@gailsmithharris.com. Or as a matter of fact, how about you do this? Send me an email to scholarship@gailsmithharris.com and give me your contact information, and we can go from there. I'm sure that we've got some relatives who have freshmen who could possibly
all the cousins we have in a family, there's bound to be somebody.
Right, and even though it's a UNCF employee giving campaign that AT&T is launching, it's not limited to students who are only in historically black colleges. It's just part of United Negro College Fund.
Dawnice is 19. She should be a freshman in college. You know what her major is?
No clue. I don't even know if she's in school or not, but I guess that's something we'll find out. I'm sure that once I post it, and I will be posting it also on my Facebook page, so I'm sure once I post it on my Facebook page, some cousins and cousins' cousins and kids and cousins and distant cousins twice removed under the table.
Oh, no, you didn't go there. But cousins, and lots more cousins.
What does Andre C.J. Allen say? Babies, mamas. But, I mean, it's all good, you know. I want to do what I can, and they're going to be giving out $3,000-$5,000 scholarships. So,
wow.
And this is a very competitive thing. So, like I said, send me an email to scholarship@GailSmithHarris.com. And or check my my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good opportunity. Take advantage.
I want to play another song. I recently got an autographed CD, Mint Condition's new CD, and anybody who knows me knows that Mint Condition are my favorite group, bar none, hands down.
Oh, my goodness, it's a lot of people's favorites, and, you know, it's good that they're back.
And, well, they never went anywhere.
Oh, my bad.
But their sound is ever-changing, but there are some elements of their sound that always stay the same, and I can always count on them to have on the CD very eclectic mix of songs that actually flow together very nice. So they'll go everywhere from an R&B to a jazz to even a rock with heavy guitar. You know, they're really good about that. But there's one record on that CD, and it's my favorite song. I listen to it every day, like on repeat, going to work in the morning. So I'm going to play it right now. It's called What I Gotta Do, and it's by Mint Condition. So we'll be right back Friday night. Gail Smith Harris, Michelle Moore.
Yep.
And I just want to mention one more time, I'm going to be posting this scholarship info on my Facebook page, probably in the morning, but look for it and, you know, send some folks my way. If anybody wants to, you know, needs a scholarship, and not even a want, but a lot of people need this scholarship money.
The way the college tuition, oh, it's so expensive. You know, me having a daughter in college, it's just really, really expensive, to say the least.
So you said you don't have any plans for this weekend. You need to make some.
I sure do. Come and pick me up and take me out for dinner. And you playing all this romantical music. It's gotten me like, who could I call?
Well, shoot, they need to be calling you. Forget who you can call.
They can do that, too. But I am more selective. If they're calling me, I might not want to be bothered. But if I make a call, then I know I want to be bothered with them.
You know what? Stop being picky. Somebody wants to call, come and take you out. Go on out. What's wrong with you women? You can't be picky. Somebody calls you and wants to take you out. Hey, let them take you out. They might not be the one you want to go out with, but you might be the one they want to go out with. You never know. I mean, anybody can, you know,
I've
just go in
and to lead anybody on or anything. Like, if I don't have a particular interest in you, I'm not going to lead you on and just, you know, go out just to be going out. Unless we had that understanding that we are just friends.
What I'm saying. You put it out there. If they're calling to ask you to go to dinner or to go out, you let them know, hey, this is just, you know, there's not a, you know, after dinner mint going to be given out, or what you call it, a nightcap. No nightcaps, just if you still want to go out, go out. You know, but you got to put it out there. You know, I mean, and it's not leading people on if you actually tell them what you're doing.
That's true.
You know, I'm going to play another song, but I don't know what I'm going to play yet because,
sounds like you're setting the mood for, you know, you and your man. It's heading up on that midnight hour. You playing all these nice romantic songs.
Actually, he is fast asleep. He has to be up at 6 in the morning, so he's fast asleep while I am doing my thing. So for me, I guess, this is that's my night right there.
Oh,
that was loud. Pac-Man dying. So, Arnie Snyder, thanks for listening. Guest 6465, thanks for tuning into the chat room with us.
I am sorry, listeners, that I'm not taking part of the chat room tonight. I apologize.
Well, Bell. Good night, Bell. Thanks for joining in. E-Mac, as always, thanks for tuning in. You know what? I want to give a shout-out to Six Eyes and Delia Smith. I actually stopped into their chat room a little earlier before the show to say hi. Six Eyes has radio, Six Eyes Radio, every Wednesday and Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. He plays some good music over there, so.
Okay.
You know, when I got in there, he was playing a little bit of Stephanie Mills' Sweet Sensation, and it, you know, brought back a lot of memories. That was,
Oh, yeah, that was the song back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, it just brought back some memories. I was just like, wow, I forgot all about that, but it reminded me that somebody had invited me to, well, I'm sorry, it was Stephanie Mills' son had invited me to partake in her. She's got, I guess he launched a new page for her, so I'm going to have to go over there and check out the page and see what's going on. You know what, Cheryl? I want to take one more song break, and then we'll come back and close this thing out. I'm going to go back in old school mode because with all my all this death that's been around me has me reflecting on everyone that I've lost since I was an adult, and this guy's always on my mind, so I'm going to play this. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, what happened to my song? Oh, here it is. All right, hey, let's try this again. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the last 10 minutes of our show. Gail Smith-Harris with Michelle Moore. I love that song.
Pop, pop, pop.
I love that song.
That's a good oldie and goodie.
I want to remind everybody to tune in tomorrow to Lynn Tolliver's show, 6 p.m., right here on the J. King Network, The Cool Critics. I'm going to tune in tomorrow. I'm going to be hungry all day.
One detail about the, what was it?
The story of the young girl in
Cleveland.
And I'm sure everybody will be talking about latest developments on the Real Housewives of
Atlanta. Oh, you know they will be.
And Basketball Wives, L.A. And which is funny because one of my friends calls them the Real House Wars of Atlanta. he's just so funny. And and I said, you know, that's not fair. But I wonder what happened to, what's her name, Sheree Whitfield. What happened to her?
Yeah, she was doing her clothing line, and then she just fell off the storyline.
I mean, yeah, and I wonder whatever happened to her, you know, she actually left the show, but and Kim Zolciak is now leaving the show as well. And I'm wondering how much of it has to do with their both of their current financial situations.
Yeah, because I mean, Kim just went on and on like. She was going to be, like, out on the streets. I mean, she was talking like they were going to be living in a cardboard box.
They went back to her $500,000 townhome. But, you know, and Nene Leakes said it best when she said, why didn't she just tell everybody that with her credit she couldn't get that house? Which is probably what happened. They moved into the house to rent it until they could find the financing. And the financing fell through, which I'm trying to figure that out because her husband is, you know, an Atlanta Falcon. You know, I mean, I'm not one to try to be in people's pockets, but you would think
he has some former child support payments. I mean,
no, he didn't have any kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, and as much money as they spent on her on their wedding, Like, I don't get it. But, I mean, apparently her dress was supposedly a $10,000 wedding dress or whatever, but she bought it secondhand. And then Cherie Whitfield went from having a clothing line and fighting her ex-husband for child support and alimony and all that to being losing her house, getting to another house. And then the next season, she was from a house into an apartment or a condo, and she was supposed to be getting her dream house built. And then after a year, they really didn't do anything but move dirt around. And I think that, yeah, I mean, and I think that has a lot to do with it. I mean, you come on to a show and you show a certain thing. And like I said, that's that other thing with Kenya Moore. You can't come in there doing what you're doing, because karma will come back to bite you. You know, you come on the show and you're, I mean, Kim Zolciak was just crazy extravagant, just a little too extravagant, if you ask me. And then Cherie Whitfield had a reputation for returning things to Nordstrom's here in Atlanta.
Wow.
Yeah, she had a reputation around town for buying things and then returning them. And how do you get to that point? You know, how do you get to that point? I mean, you know, she went from buying an Aston Martin to being known for you know, returning stuff.
Management of funds, not seeking financial advisors and burning your money like you ain't got no sense.
Yeah, and I really don't understand why
living
these people
like a
get
rock star when you're not.
I mean, first off, I really don't understand the whole reality show thing. I mean, I have lots of friends who are actors and actresses, and I feel really bad for them because, you know, they've lost a lot of work that may have been available to them otherwise had all these reality shows not taken off the way they do. But I guess it's a whole lot cheaper to pay non-union people and call it reality show and have it sort of scripted than it would be to pay union people for sitcoms and contracts and whatnot. But, you know, and I just say this, with the whatever they do, I wish them all the best, because, you know, it's like craziness. I mean, you know, the one woman who was on Basketball Wives last season is not on there this season. You know, and then I'd say to myself that that Laura Govan, I thought she was going to Orlando, but for whatever reason, she's back. You know, and none of these reality shows, they talk about their kids, but you don't see them being mothers. You know, what's wrong
with
them?
They don't want the kids, you know, the producers don't want the kids around that element, because, you know, if the kids were around, then maybe they would, like, keep their act to a, you know, certain level of respectableness. But
I guess so. Well, you know, it looks like we're winding down, so that is it for us this evening. I want to thank everyone for listening, and as always, thanks for tuning in to the J. King Network. Make sure you join us right back here next Friday, same time, same station. So on behalf of Michelle and myself, I will wish you guys a good night. Have a great weekend.
Night.
Said I know I got, said I know I got me a good one. Said I know I got, said I know I got me a good one. Said I know I got, said I know I got me a good one. Said I know I got, said I know I got me a good one.
Whenever I need you, you're always there. You're even there the times I didn't even know you there. And whenever I call, girl, you answer. Damn, girl, you're so good. I think you can be the cure to cancer. Girl, oh, oh, oh.
Sometimes I can't believe that he sent you to me.
Oh,
I get this feeling I never had in my soul. As sure as the sky holds the sun, said I know I got me. You need me, don't hesitate to call. 'Cause I'm your friend when you feel you've got no friends at all. You can lay your head on my shoulder and tell me all about it. And when we're done talking, we can make love all around. Just like, oh, oh, oh. Sometimes I can't believe that he sent you to me, yeah. Good one.